Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
As I'm looking into the mirror and seeing how I look, I realize that no one will ever know who I am. So before we get into the Giants, Tiki Barber,
yes.
As you look at me through a camera, because I do have a clause in my contract that says every Halloween will be from home so I can trick-or-treat with my kids because I'm a big child. Do you have any idea what or who I am dressed as?
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I'm wearing a white wig, right?
Yes.
I'm wearing like a black.
I don't know if that was the frill around the hat, though. So I can't tell that's the wig.
Sean, do you have a guess on what I and who I am dressed as?
So this is, I'm guessing it's a president of some sort, knowing you're a historian, knowing the kind of hat, knowing the gray. I'm going to go George Washington.
He nailed it. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Sean Morash, you're my best friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Why do you have a Christmas hat on?
It's not. It's a colonial black hat, whatever it was called.
Tiki, what? To be fair, I thought he was Ebenezer Scrooge at first when I was staring at him in the break.
Well, here's the good news. We'll be on SNY at 4 o'clock. Everyone can take a look. I'm sure Digital will put out our opening monologue video and you could take a look. But I do agree, it doesn't appear like George Washington, but I tried to dress up as like George Washington. And the truth is, the only reason Sean realized it is because he knows I have an unhealthy obsession with presidents.
Exactly. If it wasn't Ebenezer Scrooge, it was a president based on the hair. That was it.
All right, fair enough. Now, let's get to the Giants. Let's get to what matters. We got a lot to do today. We'll get to the World Series. It has now been addressed by more than just us, the idea of Shohei Ohtani appearing in a Game 6 or a Game 7 and possibly playing the field, including the manager himself, Dave Roberts, had to address it, plus more fallout on Carl Banks versus Dexter Lawrence.
More? But,
yeah, really? There's even more, Tiki. It never ends.
God.
You tell me, Teak, because I have not watched every San Francisco 49er game, but like on every football Friday, I do my research. I watch some tape. I study some stats. And the more I looked at San Francisco, the more I come away that the Giants really should win this football game.
I mean, they can win this football game. That's the reality. By the way, I've said this about almost every game they played in the Jackson Dart era, that they can find ways to win games as long as they play sound defensively. And Jackson Dart continues to evolve and doesn't turn the football over. When you think about it, that's really what cost them in two of their three wins inopportune turnovers, save for the Eagles game, which I think they probably lose anyways, despite all the brouhaha that we made regarding the officials last weekend. I think the way that they win this game is by just playing smart football and not trying to be overly aggressive. But the one thing they definitely have to do is stop the run. Christian McCaffrey is back to the Christian McCaffrey, the healthy one, who when he hits a hole, he's going full speed. He'll make you miss if it's a one-on-one tackle. And I love watching as much as they're the enemy this weekend, I love watching their run game because it harkens back to my era. I mean, they play with a fullback, for Christ's sakes, right? And he lead blocks, and he's misdirection, and he creates space for the run game. So something they haven't been able to do, they're going to have to do extraordinarily efficiently this week in stopping the run. That's how they win this game.
But this is the thing that, and look, maybe it's because I haven't studied the tape enough. Christian McCaffrey, statistically as a running back, hasn't been the same guy.
No, he's averaging
lowest yards per carry of his career. Now, he's still a major weapon as a receiver. 100%. I mean, I can't underestimate that. He is by far and away their best receiver. But the Niners haven't run the football as effectively as they have in the past. Has Christian McCaffrey? No. And so it kind of leads in to the Giants' weakness that may be set up as a good day for them because the Niners haven't run the football the way their reputation has
preceded. Depends on what you're watching. Like some games they don't. Last week he did not. 2 weeks ago he really did. And so it's give or take with that offense. And I think a lot of it is because Mac Jones is under center and it's not Brock Purdy. And so most teams aren't fearful of Mac Jones beating them over the top or beating them with timing, you know what I mean, in the scheme of a play. And so they can send it or keep an extra guy with his eye in the backfield, and it makes it harder to run the football. I don't know if Brock Purdy is playing this week. It's kind of questionable.
Doesn't look like it.
So like the Giants are going to have to commit safety help to keeping the run under control. Otherwise, Christian McCaffrey beats you.
And the other question you have is, if you look at the fourth quarter against Denver and then obviously the last game against Philadelphia, this defense has allowed 71 points in the last five quarters of football they have played.
And they've mostly been and they've been crushed a lot, Evan, in the run game. I know we're talking a lot about what Bo Nix in Denver did, but he also ran for two touchdowns.
Right.
Becoming the first quarterback. What was that stat? That's thrown for two and run for two in the fourth quarter. Maybe, I don't know how long, what the length of time was, but you don't hear that very often for a quarterback. And so the Giants' run defense is going to be the key, and it's something they just haven't done consistently well.
And that's going to be the big question. Can this Giant defense, which over the last game and a half has received most of the hate from their fans, rightfully so, considering the 71 points they've allowed in the last five quarters, but we can't diminish what they did against Philadelphia or what they did a few weeks earlier against the Chargers. So which Giant defense shows up on Sunday? I mean, which one is it? I mean, is Dexter Lawrence going to have extra motivation because of all the around them? Now, we know they're beat up in their secondary. I mean, Deontay Banks is going to have to play. As much as that bothers Giant fans, he's going to be out there. They're going to need him to make plays. But which Giant defense shows up on Sunday?
I tell you, this feels to me, you know, forget the analysis of what's going to happen, but this is to me a character-defining game for the Giants. They played well at home. Their two wins in the Dart era have come at home.
Yes.
I believe that I don't know what the extra motivation is at home. Maybe they're just really excited for their fans. But this is more, to me, a character-defining opportunity for this team. And it's all these guys, right? It's Dexter Lawrence, who has been called out this week, and he's responded, and some of his teammates have responded. But you still got to show up. You got to show it. You got to show up on tape. You got to be that dominant player that had 9 sacks a year ago. He has a half a sack, as we said, this year, and he hasn't looked as disruptive as he previously has been. Deontay Banks, your first-round draft pick, dude. At some point, you got to get out of your own belief that you are doing well when you're not, and play the game at a high level. And so character gets defined when you have these adversities, both off the field and on the field, because of all the injuries that they have sustained. And, you know, obviously with Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland, like we don't know what the status is of these guys, but the guys that are playing, this is an opportunity. That's how I always looked at it early in my career, because I wasn't always the star. I was just a guy trying to hang on and make the team and return punts and be impactful. But whenever you got your opportunity, you had to take advantage of it.
You know what else it is?
And these guys need to do that. That's a character-defining moment for a lot of this team.
Completely agree with that, that it's character-defining for a lot of guys. I'll tell you what it is for me, just as a simpleton, as a fan. We have kind of broached this subject this entire season, and you hear it all day on WFAN. You'll hear the, what's it going to take for Brian Daboll to keep his job? Mm-hmm. It's like the discussion that's been going on since the preseason. And I think universally, we all agree the answer is win.
Yes.
It's a very simple answer. Where it gets complicated is how many, right? That's yeah. where it's subject to each person. So I look at a game like this and say, if this man is going to win enough to keep his job for Giant fans and the organization to feel good about the direction of this team, this is one of those games at home against a team with their backup quarterback where you win. Yeah. So I think it's going to go a long way to kind of determining that question that's been.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Been over us for
look,
a while.
Look, I think you're that's dead on. You got to win, period. No matter what you say about Dave's, no matter what you think, it's win. But there are there's subcategories to that that I think Dave's is actually doing well. That is having his team prepared to play no matter who the opponent has been. And you've seen that ever since. Really, you saw that going back to the Dallas game. The first week of the season, it is what it is against Commanders. But the Dallas game, they were prepared to take advantage of a ridiculously weak Dallas secondary, and they capitalized on it. Defensively, they've had their issues all season long. But I'm talking specifically about the offense and what Dave's has purview/control over. They're prepared. You don't see this team... I don't know, waffling around and looking like a minor league squad against some of the best teams in the NFL. They're always prepared. But you're right. The next step is how do you win?
Like, right.
How do you create the winner? And that's on an individual level. It's on a team level, meaning decision-making level. We go back to that Denver game, that 3rd and 5 that I was harping on so much. Like, all of that stuff starts to wrap into how do you win? I think all the other measurables – Dave's is actually doing well on. you know, preparing his team. They don't quit. They play hard. All that stuff is check, check, check. But the W's aren't coming.
Yes.
And
yes.
If the W's don't come, he's not keeping his job.
That's the end all be all. You said it right there. Like, I agree with you. I haven't seen any evidence that they're quitting on him, that he's losing the locker room, that things are getting ugly, but you have to win games. And they're 2-6. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how difficult this schedule is, but the schedule can evolve based on health of opponents and way teams are playing. And I think looking at the Niners this Sunday, as compared to maybe the way I assume the Niners would look 7 weeks ago, it feels like a more winnable game today than it would have 6 weeks ago. And a part of that is probably Mac Jones. I mean, look, they're starting their backup quarterback. I know Mac Jones has led a team to the playoffs once before, and you could have worse backup quarterbacks than Mac Jones, but he's not Brock Purdy. So you look at a game like this, and to me, it feels very winnable. And if that resume at the end of the year is going to be enough to keep this head coach around at home against the Niners, I think this just qualifies as a game you kind of need to have.
Yeah.
Because I don't see him surviving going 4-13. I just don't.
No.
That's only two more wins the rest of the season. I don't even know if 5-12 is going to be enough. And that's sort of the pace they're on. I know we want to eliminate the first three games because Jackson Dart didn't start it. Well, we've got new variables now. Cam Scottaboo's not walking through that door. And we saw how much of an emotional lift he was for this team. So I look at Sunday, and I'm also a dreamer too for all the Giant fans out there. I'm a dreamer. I win this game, I'm thinking playoffs. I'm coming in Monday with playoff scenarios. So I would never mock anyone for doing that because I'm the biggest proponent of that.
And
so I never give up till it's over.
And by the way, for a team that started 1-5 that we saw last night, started 1-5, lost, Lamar Jackson was out. They're now 3-5.
Yeah.
They are the favorite to win the division.
They are.
And I guarantee you they get the 10 wins. They started 1-5, and they're going to get the double digits. Now, their schedule is much easier than the New York Giants, but the point is, it doesn't matter how you start. It's what you do when you face your adversity or stand up to it and finally start the win. And that's got to start this weekend for the Giants. A home game against a tough opponent who's coming across the country. You know exactly what they're going to try to do. So be ready for it and play great football, period.
And we live in an environment where the temperature always gets put up on this coaching staff and this general manager every time they lose.
Yes.
I mean, we always hear it after a loss. Coach has to go. You hear it all day around here, and I understand it. I mean, the guy's been here for a while. So if they lose this game to San Francisco on Sunday, and it doesn't even matter how.
I would say what it looks like. It matters what it looks like. Yeah, not anymore.
I think we're at the point where what it looks like is overrated. It's about, did you put a W in that column? They lose this game, and we're sitting here on Monday talking about a 2-7 football team. It's going to get louder. It's only going to get louder. So I look at this game as a winnishable game. And also, if you want Daboll back, and there are Giant fans who do, there's some that don't. Obviously, there's a split opinion. This game, I think, is going to go a long way in determining that.
Yeah, and you're going to be there. You and
I'm going to be there. You're damn right. Now, does that make you nervous? Does that make you think I'm going to bring my Jets juju to the Giants?
Not at all. It makes me want to be able to stare. So you guys are, I think, are you across from me or are you above me?
I'm in the sun section of the 300s. Does that help you at all?
Yeah. So you're behind the visitor's bench.
Correct. I'm behind the visitor's bench and I'm staring into the Giant bench. Yes.
Yes. So you're in front of me. So I'll be able to see you.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to find the binoculars and seek you out. And maybe if things start going bad, I'm going to go over there in halftime and punch you in the nose and then back and get the juju back on the Giant side.
Can I give you a factoid that may excite you and every Giant fan out there?
Go ahead.
I have only been to 3 Giants regular season or postseason games in my life. Let's eliminate the preseason, okay? We're going to throw that out the window. I have been to 3 games that counted. They are 3-0, okay? 2 Super Bowls against the Patriots, win-win.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, I looked it up to figure out what day it was. I actually went to a random regular season game back in 2004, and they won that game. So, and they didn't win a lot of home games that year. In fact, it was a game against the Cleveland Browns on a Sunday afternoon. So, undefeated! So I walk into that building, Tiki, with Sean Morash, as probably the only person who could say, I've never seen the New York Giants lose in person. You're welcome.
Small sample size. That's the argument. That's the pushback. Small sample size.
Yeah, but the sample size includes two Super Bowls, Tiki.
That's true.
The two biggest wins, arguably, in the history of the franchise. And you're like, I don't count that. I mean, come on.
So now we're going to elevate this to that level of importance of win. Well, you know, well, if you're keen on keeping Dave's, then it is.
Yes, I was going to say, for the Daboll family, yes, it is that high. Does that give you confidence, Sean, that you're going to a Giant game with a man who has never seen them lose in person in a regular season or postseason game?
It, slightly, because as you're doing this math, I just went through my head. I don't remember the last Giants win I've been at, and I go to at least one, if not two, games a year. I mean,
are you serious?
Years. Years. Even the last semi-win I saw was the tie in 2022 versus the Commanders. So, like, it has been that long for me to see a win. And I'm winless this year. I was at week one in Washington.
Well, hold on a second. All right, now, I know you're not as anal as me. I understand that. You have to now provide us.
I gotta go. I gotta go back and look at the schedules here.
Yes, you gotta provide us with the data of what your record is. Because now it's the irresistible force versus the immovable object if I'm going with you.
I you know what? Little homework assignment. I will have this by the beginning of next segment.
All right, so we'll find out how bad Sean's losing streak is. Tiki mentioned it in the open how the Ravens are back. They beat up the Dolphins yesterday. Got a little bit of some help from the officials and some dumbness from the Miami Dolphins, but nevertheless, they took care of business. And then earlier today, Adam Schefter tweeted out that the general manager of the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, is out. Now, it's supposedly mutual. Like him and the owner said, this isn't working out. Let's break up 4 days before the NFL trade deadline. But either way, the Dolphins no longer have a general manager. And Adam Schefter also reported that it is likely Mike McDaniel's going to stay for at least the rest of the season, which means he may come back in 2026.
Right.
So the reason I bring that up is because one of the other thoughts in Giant fans' heads, Jets too, but we'll get to them later, is the idea of making a deal at the trade deadline. And one of the names I brought up as a suggestion a few weeks ago was Jaylen Waddle. And I don't know what Chris Greer being fired does. Like, does it make it more likely or less likely? Or, like, what does it do to that?
Well, it depends, because whoever now is going to be the acting GM of the Miami Dolphins has decisions to make. And it's, do I want to reset this thing next year? By the way, that's including the head coach who's staying on for the end of the year. It kind of feels, interestingly to me, like the Jim Fossil situation in 2003, where he was fired, but he stayed on to coach the end of the year. But we all knew that he was fired. So it was odd. I don't think we won any games after that point. So it's just it's a weird situation. But the bigger issue is, what's the construction of the team going to look like? And what are they going to do with some of these players that Chris Greer brought in, who the new coach or new organization might not want? And if you're going to get rid of them, if you're going to evaluate and get rid of some of those guys, you might as well get rid of them now. And get some assets back for them.
No doubt. The interim general manager is Champ Kelly. And Connor Hughes tweeted out earlier that Chris Greer had told Jaylen Waddle, as long as he had a say, he wasn't going to move him. So, if anything, I guess the percentage would move slightly more to the idea that the Dolphins would deal him. Doesn't mean they would.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But since Greer was personally someone who never wanted to trade Jaylen Waddle, I guess there's a better chance of that happening. And to me, if I'm a Giant fan, that would be the move of any of the wide receivers you could add before the trade deadline. And look, odds are they're not going to add anybody. But if I could add somebody, Jaylen Waddle would be the one that would get me the most pumped up.
Yeah, because I mean, he's young. He's an impactful player, right? He's young. He's an impactful player. He's not yet signed a big deal, so you're not ladled with all of this salary cap space. But you also know that he's going to be there for now for you if you're, say, the Giants, and also in the future. At least you have the opportunity to keep him in the future. So
before we are going on SNY at 4 o'clock, I did tweet out a picture of my George Washington costume. And even looking at my own picture, I've just failed at putting together a capable George Washington
costume.
Why didn't
you go more traditional George Washington?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like you don't need the hat. You know, like,
he wore the hat. What do you mean? I don't need the hat.
No, you don't. No,
okay, Tiki, I'm going to take
of George Washington. I don't think of him with a hat on.
All right, I just took my hat off, and now it's a white wig. How would you describe that to the audience?
Well, you know what? I think it's actually your clothes. It's the clothes.
It's my clothes.
It's the clothes that makes you look like you're a ghost.
Well, it's funny that Tiki, it's funny that you say that. what I'm wearing, and I would like you guys to describe this to the audience, the radio audience. I'm about to do a little bit of a costume change in 5 seconds, and you let the audience know what's happening. Go ahead.
All right. So right now, Evan has already taken his hat off, so he does look like he has a colonial wig on. And now his shirt that looked like it was just some kind of ghostly, apparition. He's now flipped over his head.
I'm a loser. I'm a ghost.
And now he's a ghost.
Yeah.
So he was trying to two-time us. So he wanted to be George Washington on Evan and Tiki. But when the people start coming to his house, the kids start coming to his house, he wants to scare them as a ghost.
I was going to do the show as a ghost, but I don't know how well you hear me. And also, I'm re-smelling my breath, and it's really, really bad. So I can't do it.
Yeah. Also, your mouth of the ghost is on your left ear, and your eyes are sideways. You didn't even get
it. Oh, I didn't straighten it out?
Yeah, you didn't get it right.
Right now, instead, you look like George Washington as the Karate Kid with that now.
Holy shnikes! When I go out trick-or-treating, I will be a ghost. I was going to be George Washington for you and the WFAN audience, but for the people of my community, I'm a scary ghost.
You know what? You needed, like, the peacoat thing. Like, you need, like, the jacket and the shaw. Like, he almost had that thing across his chest that I don't know what it was for, but you needed, like, that. And then I would, without the hat, I would absolutely have said, oh, George Washington.
All right. Maybe in 2026. Let's get your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. I don't think there's any way that Dable should get fired this year. I mean, he was hired with the whole background of, you know, Josh Allen finding a quarterback. And, you know, not to talk too long, but everybody has to remember that what the Bills did that year, I'm a Bills fan since 78, okay? Right. They went back in that draft. They drafted back down to get him. Now, Josh Rosen was available. They didn't take him. Everybody was shocked. All the Bills fans booed and said he was crazy. Dable was behind him 100%. So you ask Dable to do that. He does that. He turns around, he drafts back down, gets the quarterback, you know, and just now my thing is you're going to have a lot of coaches that are going to get fired at the end of the year. It always happens.
Yeah.
Bring in a good defensive coach. And if they're not winning or they're not doing well, then, yeah, at the end of next season or in the middle of the season, I could see you firing him. But you got no safeties. You got no corners, you know, no wide receivers. I mean, and so if they would have pulled out the Saints, if they would have won the Saints game and then pulled out the Denver game, nobody would be, you know, nobody would be saying fire.
Yeah, but
right.
They
it
didn't.
It wouldn't even be a conversation. But the
but
problem
they
is they
didn't.
They didn't.
If they did this, if they did this, if I did right. that, if you did that. I mean, that's not how the world works.
And I think they're all written and remembered differently. The Saints game felt like, could you stop making the mistakes? And this was, it felt player driven, right? With the fumble after the fumble after the fumble and then the interception and last interception, who cares? But it was five straight turnovers and you gave away a game against a team that had no business beating you. That one you can kind of put on the players, but you get to Denver. It felt solely on the coaches.
Yes, both as you pointed out,
play calling and then defensively giving up 33 points in the fourth quarter. It's absurd. So of the two losses in the Jackson Dart era, two of the three losses, the Eagles, I think, were going to just win that game regardless. But the two of the three losses, it's one player, one's coach. And if we stay on that trajectory, what faith can you have in this organization as a team? You can't have faith in the team.
Well, I think the mistake Anthony makes, and he's not alone. I hear Big Mac make this mistake every single time he talks about the Giants on this radio station. I love you, Big Mac, but it's true. Is the idea of he's developing Jackson Dart, which he is, and he deserves a lot of credit for.
Yes.
That's it. End of discussion. He should be back. That's not the sole job of being a head coach in the NFL.
Absolutely.
And I think
not.
That what Anthony said, and what Big Mac mostly says, because I really do enjoy his radio program, is he's developing Jackson Dart. Why would you ever break that up? And where we all have a disagreement, or at least some of us have a disagreement, is, yes, that's a part of your job, and yes, that's good, but that's not the whole thing. I mean, Pat Shurmur was doing a good job of developing Daniel Jones.
Very true.
But they weren't winning games. And so it's about winning. Your job as head coach is not just to develop a quarterback. That's a nice part of it. It's about winning games. games. And I think that's the disconnect that our last caller, Anthony, has, Big Mac has, maybe to me and maybe to you and maybe to many others.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And you and I have said this from the very beginning of the season, and regardless of what it looked like, regardless of who was quarterback, if Russell Wilson was still quarterback, the conversation would still be the same. Is Dave's winning games? Now, there was a caveat with Russell Wilson as quarterback that if you were terrible, 2-whatever, in week 13 or 14, and then you went to Jackson Dart and it started to look good, maybe you could make the argument. But he pulled that card, that Trump card, he pulled it early in the season, and it was necessary because they weren't going to win with Russell Wilson, and we saw the immediate tick up. But now, you have to continue it. There has to be growth and development, but more and most importantly, wins. You have to win, period.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Ray is calling from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Jersey, what's up, Ray?
What's up? Doing?
All's good.
Bro, pass.
Unfortunately, we got to let you go. I think your phone connection is a little bit off. So call back. We move you to the top of the line, we promise. Sonny is calling from Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sonny, what's up?
Hey, Mr. President and Tiki, happy Halloween.
What's up?
Happy Halloween, man.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, first the Carl Banks controversy. I don't know why it's a controversy, to tell you the truth. Listen, I'm in the car mostly on Sunday, so I listen to the games. Obviously, Carl Banks and Bob Popper. And Carl Banks criticizes a lot of Giants guys, so I don't know why this is, like, so over the top and controversial, and Dexter Lawrence is, you know, fighting him on this, especially when Carl Banks, the legend that he is. So I think everyone's just got to cool down, especially Dexter Lawrence. Guys, before as far as the game and the Giants, before Scatterbury's injury, I truly believe the way the Giants were playing, the way the NFC East is, and obviously not the NFC East as we know, with, you know, Eagles being so strong and Dallas always beating the Giants, that they truly had a chance of, you know, making the playoffs. But after this injury, Scatterboo was such a big part of this offense, and it's such a big part of the mentality, the toughness, and the swagger. And I hope they haven't lost that. And, you know, they don't, let's not forget, Dort is a rookie. They don't have their top receiver. Scatterboo is out. Do I believe they can win any game now? No, I don't. Do I believe they can win games like against 49ers? Yes, because the 49ers obviously have their injuries. The Giants are at home, which I think is a huge advantage. I think they play great at home, as we've seen this year. And so my perspective has changed only because of the Scatterboo injury. But going forward, as far as the coach is concerned, I'm in Dable's corner. I say give them this year, next year, and if they don't pile up the wins next year, then, you know, anything goes. I would love to have John Gruden here to tell you the truth, guys.
Yeah, well, Gruden's interesting. Gruden's living off of his Tampa Bay days, because when he came back with the Raiders, after a decade off, so think about that, he was off for 10 years, and he came back, he was here for, what, two or three years with the Raiders. It wasn't anything special. The thing I'd worry about with John Gruden is that, not that the game has passed him by, but that his way of coaching is not going to necessarily ring, especially if the schematics aren't top-notch. Now, I don't know if he's in the lab with his pen and a pad and all that other good stuff, but I don't know if I trust that with John Gruden, to be perfectly honest with you. And it's not the trend that the league is going in right now.
One thing that I have maybe more confidence in than Sonny and many Giant fans, and I understand the love for Cam Scatterboo, and honestly, my heart breaks for Cam Scatterboo, and it sucks for all of us that we don't get to watch him anymore. He's fun, exciting. He was a rookie. It was electric and all that. So I want to pay him all the compliments before I say what I'm about to say, which may sound like a slight on him. I really don't mean it as a slight. I think if you give Tyrone Tracy the football, and they're going to give Tyrone Tracy the football,
yeah,
and you do it behind a better offensive line than what the season began with, because remember, the left tackle Andrew Thomas wasn't playing the first 3-4 weeks of the year, and you also give Tracy the ball more often, because he will get the ball more often, because Cam Scatterboo's not there to get 15 carries. I think the run game's going to be good. I think it's going to be fine, and I know it's not going to be as sexy because Tyrone Tracy may not do the muscles and all that.
Evan, it actually might be sexier because you're going to see more guys missing in the hole instead of trying to run over a guy in the hole and, you know, create some big plays like we saw with him a year ago. And Tyrone was banged up. We knew that, I don't know if that's what led to Cam getting a lot of the more of the reps than Tyrone did, but ultimately – he was an explosive, top rookie a year ago.
Right.
Why can't he continue that? Especially if they scheme the offense to what he likes to do, as opposed to this downhill, just run into the pile and try to make things happen that Cam Scatterboo was doing. I agree with that last caller. Cam was the energy. He was the catalyst for this team. But football is an attrition sport. Guys get hurt all the time. You got to figure out a way to do it in spite of the losses. Now, can they play with anybody? Sure. But they can't be error prone and expect to win any of these games. Their margin is almost completely gone.
No doubt. Got to cut down on the mistakes. The only thing I mean by sexy is there are kids dressed as Cam Scatterboo for Halloween today.
Yes.
As much as I like Tyrone Tracy, I don't know if anyone's going to dress for him as Halloween if Halloween had a redo 3 weeks from now. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right. Now, if he had started off the season the way Cam Scatterboo had 5 touchdowns and, you know, was dominant like Cam was, of course, I mean, maybe.
Maybe, but he would need to have been at a Knicks game and get caught on a camera showing off his muscles after an OG Anunoby dunk.
He's much more reserved than that.
No, I know. He's a very different guy. Absolutely. Let's go to Jesse in Patterson. Good afternoon, Jesse.
Hey, hello, fellas. Love the show. Just wanted to point this out. I don't know that I've heard it, but in Dable's Coach of the Year, he did win a playoff game, but that could be on any Sunday situation. He went, his last 10 games, he went 3-6-1. So the way I look at that, either the team gave up on him or other coaches figured him out or a little of both, but it's not a good look. I don't know. That's a coach of the year's last 10 games, 3-6-1.
Well, you mean, so you're talking about his rookie season when they made the playoffs. You're talking about the way they ended that rookie season of his 2022. Is that what you're referring to?
Correct. Yeah, the last 10 games.
I don't think that, but wait a second, in fairness, and they definitely limped slightly towards the playoffs. That is not giving up on a coach. That's, they weren't that good. And to their credit, they still found enough wins, really the tie and the two victories against Washington and Indianapolis to propel them to the postseason. Like, right. Give them credit for that.
Yeah, Philly,
and
then, was, yes, better. Philly was better. Minnesota was about the same. They lost by 3 points in that game.
That was a hard-fought loss, yeah.
Right, they got beat up by Philly the week before that, and then the Cowboys were better, the Lions were better.
I mean, exactly.
They won the games. Here's the, they won the games they were supposed to win that year. And then they lost the games they were supposed to lose that year. It's almost as simple as that. And it was enough for them to get into the postseason where they had a third or a second match against the Minnesota Vikings and beat them.
I wouldn't look at the final games of the 2022 season where they won enough games to make the playoffs and then won a playoff game on the road and cite that as any kind of negative about Brian Daboll. The negatives are the years that followed, and obviously now. The win-loss record is atrocious. That's all you really need to do. There's no reason and it's not fair to bring up the end of his coach of the year and say, well, they lost more than they won. Right. They did. We know that. But I don't think that's, like, indicative of anything bad about him.
Remember this about that year, too. The Giants were ultra thin. They were strapped with the cap. They couldn't do anything in free agency. And when that losing downturn happened, on top of the games, Tiki mentioned, Xavier McKinney was lost with the ATV accident. And Adoree Jackson, at the time, was the number one corner, got hurt returning a punt on that very same week. And they lost both of those guys for basically the next seemingly future until right before the playoffs. And they were dead in that secondary.
Here's the question, and I hate to even ask it because I always get mad like I did about 5 minutes ago about almost this, almost that. Like, it doesn't matter. It happened. If they didn't win that playoff game in Minnesota, if they would have just made the playoffs and lost, would Brian Daboll have started the year as head coach this year? Was that playoff win enough to buoy him to an extra year of, hey, we won a playoff game with this guy. We're going to keep him for an extra year.
Maybe. And I think because it becomes something you don't forget. And it was a culmination of a Coach of the Year award. So, of course, it has some sway. The other thing, and Sean was alluding to this, though not specifically, this team, for whatever reason, has faced massive injuries almost every single year. And it's not like, oh, we lost a depth piece. It's you lose your star, your best player in some cases. And two of them are already down this year, and two on the defensive side have missed time this year already. So I don't know whose fault that is. I'm not going to put it on the training facility. I'm not going to put it on the coach. I don't know whose fault that is. It's just the lack of luck that Dave's teams have had.
You know, I think of the Niners. I bring them up. They are the Giants' opponent. But one thought I have about them over the last few years is they always have injuries. They always do. Whether it was Christian McCaffrey missing half the year, whether it's right now Brock Purdy being hurt, whether it's Bosa being out for the season, like they get, and yeah, this has happened for years about them. And so I don't know if it's anything other than bad luck. Like when it's our own team, we try to figure it out. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
I look at the Niners from afar and I have no ill will or positivity toward the San Francisco 49ers. They literally mean nothing to me. There's as no an
dog.
AFC fan.
Yeah, you have no dog in that fight at all.
But I do observe that about them, Teague, that they seem to have tons of injuries every single year.
And but the reality of their success is that it hasn't necessarily mattered. You know what I mean?
Last year it did. So far this year, I mean, look, they're 5-3. They're in it. But I have a great little factoid about the San Francisco 49ers involving their health and their current status going into this game against the Giants that I guarantee you'll find interesting. Are you ready?
I am excited to hear this.
The San Francisco 49ers have sacked opposing quarterbacks how many times this year, if you had to make a wild guess?
I don't know. 12.
12 sacks. Sean, you have a guess on how many? Since you host 18 different Giant podcasts.
I don't know the amount, but I know as a team they have less sacks than Brian Burns does as a person.
That's good. So the San Francisco 49ers have some of the fewest sack numbers in the NFL. 9 total sacks from the team. Okay? Wow. Now, that's not even the interesting part, though it is relatively interesting. Six of the nine sacks, which is a pretty high percentage, comes from Bosa and Huff, two guys that are not playing on Sunday. Bryce Huff is questionable to play. We'll see. Former Jet. Bosa's obviously done for the year. So they only have nine sacks all year, and six of them came from guys that probably aren't lacing them up Sunday at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, so they're not getting after the quarterback at all. Wow, that's surprising. I'm looking at it. It's all young guys. Mykel Williams has one. Sam Okuyonu has one.
Now, you can be honest with me, Teague. 1 to 10, how interesting was that factoid? Give me an 8. Give me a 9.
I mean, it tells you that it's not going to be something that you're worried about for Jackson Dart, for certainty. The question will be, though, how are they against the run? What's their run offense, defense look like? Because that's where the Giants, I think, can make their hay a little bit.
Absolutely.
And I think they're good against the run.
We'll get back to your
middle of the road.
Middle of the road, pretty much, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.